Seven without. The topic of my discourse is seven without, without which we are not able, we are out of favor with God. I always believe in speaking first to the heart and then to the head, because the Bible speaks to our hearts. When I heard the word of God 25 years back, it spoke to my heart, which led me to consecrate my life to Him. For the past 6,000 years, the Word of God has transformed the lives of many. Before the first advent of Christ Jesus, God spoke to a few individuals through His words. These are the ancient worthies who have made their names in the book of life. For the past 2,000 years, God's word speaking to a little flock called to be overcomers and become the bride of Christ. Now, let us see what lessons are there for us from this message, Seven Without. First, without. Without shedding of blood. Hebrews 9 chapter 22. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no forgiveness of sins. Let us go back to the time of the creation of Adam and Eve, our first parents. How wonderfully thrilled Adam was when he first saw Eve, when both of them walked hand in hand in the Garden of Eden. What a great joy it was for them and the angelic creation also. These joyous times were of short duration, as we all know the story. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God's commandment not to eat the forbidden fruit, which they ate anyway, they realized that they were naked. They covered their nakedness with fig leaves, but later God clothed them with garments of skin. As it reads in Genesis 3rd chapter 21st verse, "And to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them." God provided them with coats of skin to cover their nakedness. This was an indication that to cover man's sin, animal sacrifice, shedding of blood was essential. To cover the Adamic sin, a perfect human life was necessary, and we see that the shedding of Christ Jesus' blood, scales of God's divine justice, were satisfied. We read in Deuteronomy 12th chapter, 23rd verse, that life is in the blood. Only be sure that eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and you may not eat the life with the flesh. So Jesus had to shed his blood, gave his life to give us life. The Apostle John recorded the words of John the Baptist, John 1st chapter, 29th verse, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Near the end of his life, the Apostle John reaffirmed Jesus' title, calling him again, Revelation 5:12, "The Lamb who was slain." If the sins of the world are to be forgiven, people should acknowledge the sacrifice of Christ, as we read in Acts 4th chapter, 12th verse, "There is salvation in no other one, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." What a great Savior God has already provided for mankind. How wonderful it is to know that our sins are now forgiven and we are called sons of God. Second, without faith. Hebrews 11th chapter, 6th verse. Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What is faith? Do all people have faith? The answer is in Hebrews 11:1, which reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The faith of which the Bible speaks is the one that is developed over a period of time. Romans 10th chapter, 17th verse. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. God puts developed faith to the test to prove us, so that the proven genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1 chapter 7th verse. If our faith is genuine, we will be victorious, as we read in 1 John 5th chapter 4th verse. "For whosoever is begotten of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith." We are living in the very times of the end, and as fifth class saints, we should be able to demonstrate and live our faith to God's glory, because we have seen and tasted God's goodness and have a deep understanding of the divine plan of ages. What a privilege for us to have the kind of faith by which God is pleased. The third without. Without holiness. Hebrews 12 chapter 14th verse. Strive for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Our God, whom we worship, is a holy God. He expects holiness from His children and places a great premium on holiness. Psalms 29:2 instructs us to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. 2 Corinthians 7th chapter 1st verse reads, having therefore these precious promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness with the fear of God. This is the glorious and grand opportunity given to us in this gospel age. To lead a holy life in the midst of corrupt world around us. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke of the blessedness of those who attain true holiness, which is purity of heart. In Matthew 5th chapter 8th verse we read, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The fourth, without spirit. James 2nd chapter 26 reads, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. As we develop faith, we demonstrate our love to God and Jesus by our works, which are our actions in our consecrated walk of life. If we have only faith in God without works, that becomes only knowledge and information. With only knowledge and information, we cannot become the bride of Christ. It is like having the fear of God, but not the Spirit of God. As the Apostle Paul taught, if I have prophetic power and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:2. James 2nd chapter 19th verse reads, you believe that there is one God. You are doing well. But the devils also believe and tremble. If we have only faith without works, it is of no significance. It is dead. A beautiful example of faith with works is seen in Abraham's life. He had faith in God and by his works demonstrated it at the age of 100 years. When God promised Abraham to bless him with a son, his age was 75 years old. He had to wait 25 years for this promise to be fulfilled, and dying at the age of 175 years, he was therefore living a life faithful to God for a period of 100 years. He developed his faith for 25 years by waiting for the promised child Isaac, and then showed his faith by works in being ready to sacrifice his only son. In Philippians 2nd chapter 12th verse, the Apostle Paul admonishes us, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Again, warning us in Romans 8th chapter 13 and 14th verse, "If you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." John 4th chapter 24th verse. The fifth without love. 1st Corinthians 13th chapter 3rd verse reads, "Without love I am nothing. Love is to give. God loves, and He demonstrated His love by giving His only begotten Son Jesus. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3rd chapter 16th verse. If we say we love God and Jesus, we have to demonstrate it in our walk of life. The Bible says that if we say we love God but hate our brethren, we are liars. 1 John 4 chapter 20th verse. If anyone says, "I love God," and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. In God's sight, His estimation of each of us increases or decreases according to the degree of our love. We must not fail when this test is applied on us. When we talk about love, it seems easy, but when we put it into practice in our narrow walk of life, it is a great challenge in which we have to overcome. we must develop the quality of God and Jesus of hating the sin, but not the sinner. In 1 Corinthians 13 chapter 13th verse, we read of three very important things that would remain with the church for the entire gospel age. But now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. The sixth, without chastisement. Hebrew 12th chapter 8th verse. If you be without chastisement, where of all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Chastisements are necessary for us because we do not always walk in the narrow path, and many times we go in forbidden paths. Because God loves and cares for us, He chastises us. In John 16:33, Jesus assures us, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heed, I have overcome the world. The Apostle Paul encouraged us by his message in Acts 14:22 to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. Chastisements are necessary for our benefit, as we read in Romans 8 chapter 28 verse. We know all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. All things work together not to make our path smooth and easy, but for our good. In all our woes, our sickness, our health, wealth, enemies, persecutions, etc., how much easier these would be to endure if we only believe thoroughly that all these work for our good. We are truly blessed in our walk of life if we are chastised or disciplined by God. Let us be joyfully that we are under His supervision. The seventh, without Jesus. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. John 15:5 reads, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Without Jesus and God in our lives, we are zeros. With God and Jesus in our lives, we become heroes. Our Heavenly Father assures us in Hebrews 13:5 that He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Our Lord Christ Jesus abides with us always, as He has said in Matthew 28:20, "Behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." For some, Jesus means nothing. For others, He means something. But for us, He means everything. Jesus becomes our advocate. "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." 1 John 2nd chapter 1st verse. Our Master, a disciple, is not above his teacher. Nor a servant above his master. Matthew 10th chapter 24th verse. Our friend, "Ye are my friends if you do what I command you." John 15:14. Our captain, "For it was fitting that he for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering." Hebrews 2:10. Our brother, "For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one origin. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers in the midst of the congregation. I will sing your praise." Hebrews 2:11-12. Our shepherd, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep." John 10:14-15. Our bridegroom, "And Jesus said to them, Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day." Mark 2:19-20. With Jesus, we will be able to do everything. We need to be faithful. May God help each one of us to be faithful till we meet our end. May God blessings. Amen.